Have you ever had to command the attention of nearly 36 teenagers? It's not easy, especially when you're still learning how to be a teacher.
Classroom management, I think, it's about control. Control of the students, sure, yeah. But it's about control of self. It's about demonstrating to them how an adult behaves.
That's Diana Arbus. Yesterday, we took you inside her first semester as a student teacher at Oakland High School. Arbus is learning to lead in the classroom with the help of her CT, or coordinating teacher. Diana has felt a sense of responsibility to her students from the beginning.
To have that experience and live it every day, and be the English teacher who stands at the front of the class and looks out at these faces that look like mine and share my experience too, and just say, I'm your English teacher, and, you know, my parents are immigrants too. I was just so moved.
But by December, when we left off, let's just say she was ready for a break.
At this point, at the end of the semester, when I've given everything away. Like, everything is gone. The gas tank is below empty.
What she quickly realized is if she was going to prepare these kids for adulthood, she would first have to command their respect in the classroom. We return to her diaries in January. And a note to our listeners, we've covered up students' names to protect their identities.
It's Sunday, January 27. It's around 8:30 p.m. and tomorrow we kick off our Warriors Don't Cry unit.
Thinking about Warriors Don't Cry. If we're thinking about Warriors Don't Cry, who is a target?
And Warriors Don't Cry is a memoir written by a woman who is telling about the time that she was part of the Little Rock Nine, this group of African-American students who are the first to integrate an all-white high school in the South. And it just occurred to me that we're going to talk about Jim Crow, desegregation, the civil rights movement, and nobody in my class is white. You know, how weird is that? Where are their white peers going to school? You know? I feel ill-equipped to teach this. I don't know. What would I do differently? I wish I could team teach this with a history teacher. But my ninth graders don't take history. Oh my gosh. We need history teachers.
Okay, everybody. Once you get your square. And that's the little cootie catcher.
Oh, cool
catcher. So we're going to create some terms.
It's Wednesday, January 30, 10:30 p.m. So this morning, I just about had enough with the class because I had a lesson planned out and we didn't get to 90% of it. Now, half of it is my fault. I'm still new. I'm getting back into the groove of teaching. But this morning, I really needed my students to meet me halfway and just to show me basic respect. People talked back to me. They are walking across the room. Two students were found by the school officer wandering the halls. Unacceptable. And the rest of the year can't be like this. And the thing is, I'm excited about the material we're going to cover this year. But we're not going to get to any of it because of our classroom management issues. So I said, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to call your parents at home. And then I went on with the rest of my day. I went to my grad school. I was in two research seminars tonight. And I got four phone calls in a row from his father. And when I finally called him back in between seminars, his father was livid. He completely ripped into and I felt it. You know, I wasn't the one being scolded, but oh man, that hurt. His angry father saying, "What is wrong with you? You know better. You apologize to your teacher." And then I called another parents. How many more of these can I take?
Yeah, so can you say your name and what grade you're in? And...
My name is Jeff, and I'm in the ninth. Miss Arbin's too nice. Like, you know, she needs to work on just taking control over the class a little bit, because they get noisy sometimes. Or, like, give the kids a little scare, you know what I'm talking about?
It's Monday, February 4, 5:30 p.m. I'm really frustrated. I'm frustrated. Today was still pretty awful. I called three parents during third period today, and I am just going to make phone calls until this works. I don't know. So this came in the mail today. You know what that is? That's my way of calling their attention now. I'm going to try it tomorrow for the first time. It's a cowbell. Seriously. So, it's pretty awful, right, that I have a cowbell? But something needs to happen. I've tried different things. I've flicked the lights. I've done the clapping thing, where you go, if you hear my voice, clap once, clap. If you hear my voice, clap twice, clap, clap. You know, that doesn't work after a while. I've tried voices off. In 3, 2, 1, that kind of worked. But I think I'm going to use this cowbell. I don't like it. I don't like this. I need it to work out. How does it work out? What are the answers? Someone needs to tell me the answers. It's Tuesday, February 5, 6:30 p.m. Today was crazy. I used the cowbell, which, oh gosh, it didn't work. It didn't work. And I shouted, I yelled, and they got quiet immediately. I hate yelling, but sometimes you just need to let them know that you get mad. But just not all the time. I can't be mad all the time. Oh my gosh.
When kids acted out, they would do things like break up into group work, and these groups would not stay as groups. The cell phones would come out and they'd be all on Facebook. And I remember one student, this drove me absolutely crazy. Today, took a phone. He just walked across class. He took a phone out into the hallway and I went out there. So what are you doing? You should be in your seat. We should be discussing this book. And he said, oh, I'm on the phone with my mom. And I said, no, give me your phone now. And I was in the hallway. And I knew the students had their ears perked up, and I knew they were watching and listening. So I said, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to write a referral and call security. And I said, okay, do it, you know? So we're having the showdown in the middle of class. I'm frustrated because I want to get to the material, but also I recognize that examples need to be made, and not like meaningless examples. That's what I'm so fueled by right now, is that I'm learning that discipline is okay. Discipline is good. Keeping the students in line is showing how much I care about them and their education. And something happened today where all this was going on. There's like students whispering to each other, oh my gosh, Ms. Arvison is on a roll. And I said, well, what I'm learning from Warriors Don't Cry is that for people of color like us, there are already so many obstacles to us getting a better education. And I get so upset when we make it harder for each other to get that education by having our phones out, by being disruptive, by all this. And we should help each other get through the education system. We shouldn't hold each other back.